It seems like a long time ago that people crowded the Olympic Park, decked out in national colors and ready to cheer for their favorite athletes. Now, there are some events at the Olympic Park, but the stadium and iconic tower stand mostly silent behind homes in the Stratford neighborhood. There's a shiny new shopping mall, but the nearby high street looks much as it did before the Olympics. This man has lived in the area for 20 years.
It was like a building site while I was doing it. It was like a holiday park while it was on. And when they've all gone, it's like the circus has left town.
Construction of expensive new housing doesn't impress many local residents who are disillusioned about the promised Olympics legacy.
It created a lot of revenue, but that was a one-off. So in the long term, I don't think it's done a lot for this area at all.
Well, it's brought a lot of jobs, but just let's see how it goes in about 5 years or 10 years' time.
He has the right idea, according to Professor Alan Brimacombe of the University of East London. He's been studying the Olympic effect for years.
It will come, but it's not going to be immediate. And those types of benefits gradually grow. It's on the politicians to make sure that the benefits that can come from this are actually obtained.
One of the key politicians with that responsibility is the mayor of London, Boris Johnson. He claims the city is already getting an Olympics boost.
I think that it is very largely, or at least partially, as a result of those Olympic and Paralympics, that we are seeing what I think is an unquestioned surge of confidence and optimism about investment in London.
Officials claim there has been more than $15 billion of job-creating investment directly linked to the Olympics, with more on the way. And it would be wrong to say everyone in the game's neighborhood is a skeptic.
I say it's pretty positive impact, because it's sort of brought the area up to sort of speed.
It's just great for everybody. It's just fantastic.
For some, the aura of the games lingers as they wait for the tangible benefits the organizers and politicians have promised. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.